Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It just keeps going and going and going, and nobody's doing anything. I guess I'm kind of talking about Pittsburgh sports at large, at least before a week ago when the Penguins finally moved on Mike Sullivan. But I'm talking specifically about the Pirates. It just won't end. It feels like it's getting worse. And it doesn't feel like there's a solution. The numbers are mind-blowing. They're on pace for 54 wins. Are they going to get more than that? Probably, but is there any guarantee? Are we looking at a 100-loss season? They have to improve to get on that kind of pace. And I got a lot of questions today in the old Post-Gazette mailbag. Multiple questions about, well, I'll read them. Matthew McClay gives me one. Do other Major League Baseball execs and owners have a take on the Pirates? Do they feel that the Pirates' poor ownership slash management is damaging the integrity and value of the game? And then Corey and Butler. When does what the Pirates are doing become an embarrassment to not just this city and fans, but to the entire Major League Baseball, he says. Perhaps not worded in a very eloquent way, but I get the gist of the questions. In fact, they're very direct. And here's what I would say to that, because we've gotten it on the show before through text and through talking to people, is can Major League Baseball do anything? You know, what do people out there think of this? Here's what I would say. I don't communicate with, you know, union reps or Major League Baseball executives, but I think it's pretty clear that they're probably split on what they think of the Pirates. I think the union is perpetually, like the fan base, ticked off at the Pirates because they're not doing enough or really anything to try to win. Their payroll is laughingly low, and that makes the whole league look bad. That's a bad look, them and some other teams, another handful of teams, give it a bad look at the bottom. And players obviously want teams to spend because they want players to make more money. So they're perpetually suspicious of the Pirates and angry at them. You may remember, I think it was back in 18 or so, the players' union piped up on that issue, taking the Pirates to task and wondering if they were allocating their resources properly, revenue sharing and things like that. Are you putting it into the major league team? And if you are, why is the payroll always so low? So I think from that side of it, you have more anger than from the owner's side. Here's why. Because in pro sports, everybody's survival is based on winning. You survive and thrive if you win. That means you make more money. That means you keep your job if you're a GM, a manager, etc. So Of course you want losers in your midst. I mean, how great was it for the Steelers all those years before the Bengals got good from time to time? All those years of having the Bengals and the Browns in the same division. You pray for perennial patsies like that. And that's what the Pirates are. You want somebody, wherever else you are in Major League Baseball, to beat around like a pinata. So other owners can feign some sort of concern or can deliver some sort of, you know, half-baked criticism, although I haven't seen much of that with the Pirates. But in reality, I have to believe they're really happy that there's somebody that they can beat all the time. We all want that, right? From youth leagues on up, playing little league baseball, yeah, you love competition. You also love to go into a game knowing you're going to win most of the time. High school, of course. College and pros. That's the way I think other teams look at the Pirates. There was a very interesting story, sort of, about this by Bill Madden of the New York Daily News. Limits is efforting him. Not getting him, but he is efforting him. Aren't you, Limits?
I'm doing my best.
I know you are. You always do. And that's what I admire about you. He wrote about how Rob Manfred, the commissioner, is not thrilled with sort of the, you know, grotesque disparities in the sport. What really has his attention is several now fan bases expressing their rage and outrage. That gets your attention if you're running a sport. It's not just one, it's several. Here's what Madden wrote, and I quote, "While payroll disparity is real and getting worse, Manfred can't help but concede it is exacerbated by his equally real owner problem." Madden writes, "It had to be a baseball first on opening day when at least three owners, Reinsdorf in Chicago, Nutting in Pittsburgh, Sternberg in Tampa, were booed lustily by hometown fans and greeted with sell the team chants and banners. Look around, Mr. Commissioner," Madden writes. "Nearly 17% of your fan bases, and we'll throw in Bruce Sherman's Marlins and Dick Monfort's Rockies, are fed up with the ownership of their teams and clamoring for baseball to liberate them." Madden writes specifically of the Pirates. They're headed for their sixth straight losing season under Charrington and Shelton, but Nutting doesn't seem to care. He would do himself a favor by bringing in a baseball-savvy guy like Buck Showalter, and if nothing else, just pick his brain on what they're doing wrong in Pittsburgh. So I think that longtime connected reporters and writers like Bill Madden and Jeff Passan, who I think is great, reflect the industry-wide opinion of the Pirates. I think they're conveying that in their writings and interviews and things like that. And Passan has been very clear about what he thinks of what's going on here. And you remember on the McAfee show last season, he said, and I quote, "When you have a team like the Pirates," Passan said, "I look at them and I'm like, try just once. Please go out and try to field a winning team." And this was under a headline, "Jeff Passan is on a mission to show MLB fans why the Pirates are a problem."
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So I think that probably accurately reflects a lot of the opinion out there, at least in terms of this. People view the Pirates, I think other team executives and owners, as a charity case, basically, run by an incompetent owner who hires incompetent people and cares most about the bottom line. I think that's how baseball views the Pirates. But there's this old saying, limits, and this is a big but. There's an old saying, everybody loves a winner. You know what everybody loves more? If you're in the game, a loser. A perennial loser. That's what they love more. The more teams you can beat every season, the better it is for you. So everybody loves a winner. Yeah, that's true, but not as true in the business itself as everybody loves a loser. The way the Steelers and their fans loved having the Browns and Bengals in that division when they were both horrible. That's a big bonus and advantage to just have two sad sacks like that in your own division. That's three guaranteed wins and maybe four every year. Used to be anyway. And that's a beautiful thing. 412-928-9370. So this idea, and this is where people go with this idea, is, well, what does the rest of baseball think? What does Manfred think? Can they do anything? Will they do anything? Nah. Because everybody loves a loser. Now, might there be ways to force teams to spend a little more? Maybe. Maybe they'll come up with that. But as Passan says, and he says this is a non-negotiable, is that the cap and the floor are together. They're both in or they're both out. And I think we can guess which one it is. I don't think you're seeing a cap, and therefore you're not seeing a floor. That's a package deal. So while there may be some angst on Manfred's part, and maybe behind the scenes he would urge certain teams to get in the game a little bit more and be more competitive, there's not going to be anything in the next CBA that's going to compel anybody to do anything. Now, the hope would be, and I would have a lot more respect for Bob Nutting, if he would be at the front of the lines saying this is absolutely unfair. This is a grotesque disparity of resources and payrolls, and it gives teams like us no chance. Do I buy that? No, because I've seen teams on low payrolls win. But would he have a point? Yes. Would I respect it if, when this CBA is up about a year from now, he's on the front lines protesting with a sign, parading up and down Fifth Avenue or wherever Major League Baseball offices are, saying we need change. This ain't fair. And I'm going to lead the coalition of bottom feeding owners saying this is a ridiculous economic system in which we can't win. I would respect that. But who thinks that's going to happen? Anybody? Does anybody think that's going to happen? He wasn't in the front lines the last time the CBA was up. He signed off on that thing quicker than Limits would sign off on a job promotion to take my job. Right, Limits?
Not to take your job, Joe. I'd like to be the third with you and Bob. I think that'd be great.
Man, he couldn't sign off on that quick enough. And that brings me back to Madden's story in the New York Daily News. And I quote, Some owners are perfectly content to finish out of the playoffs with the lowest payrolls in baseball, but still make a nice profit every year thanks to 60-some million in revenue sharing and another 60 million from the central fund. Are those numbers accurate? I don't know. That's what he's writing. I don't know that anybody is calling him and disputing those numbers. Maybe they are. But I think no matter what you read and hear, I have a very hard time believing the Pirates are losing money. I think that would take a lot of financial gymnastics to get to that point. You know, you would have accountants, you know, flying off balance beams. And what's that thing they walk across that makes me nervous?
The trapeze?
No.
No.
The balance beam, I guess. Is that the one they do all the
trapeze, I thought.
No, there's a name for it, Limits. There's a name for the thing that gymnasts walk across.
That's the balance beam, yeah.
Yeah, the balance beam.
Yeah.
Is it the hobby horse? Is that the other thing? The thing they run up and
what's
go
it called?
Flying over? What
there
is that thing
there
called?
Is it's something a horse. Called a horse,
it's
yes.
A horse of some kind. Can you imagine if Joe Kopp just stood there and they used him as the horse?
I mean, he could. He's very tall. They could use horse for that, potentially. The word begins with a P, and I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time believing that there's money loss going on here. Sorry. But either way, you know, until I see somebody from that organization protest, then I have to believe that things are going pretty well from a financial standpoint. So where are we left with all of this? Well, in the same place. That if there's going to be more spending and more investment in the team, it's got to come from one guy. And in the meantime, we're looking at Alexander Canario and Tommy Pham. And if I hear one more person talk about the professional at-bats that Adam Frazier gives us, I'm just going to, I don't know what I'll do. Or Key Brian Hayes, how there's hidden stats around that make him actually look like a good hitter. He gets an extra base hit about as often as, Crowley roots for Pitt. What does he have? And 150 at bats?
It's the pommel horse.
Yeah, the pommel horse.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
All right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.